This comes after Muzanenam was denied access to antiretroviral drugs following his arrest last year when he was charged with treason together with 44 others, including University of Zimbabwe lecturer Munyaradzi Gwisai, who were accused of attempting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe. Muzanenam, who has been living with the human immunovirus for the past 18 years, said as a result of being detained for a long time and denied medication, his health condition had deteriorated rapidly, with his CD4 count falling from 800 to 579. In his application, he cites Harare Central Police, Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri, Co-Ministers of Home Affairs Teresa Makone and Kembo Mahadi, Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Attorney General Johannes Tomana, and Commissioner of Prisons Barazai Zimondi as respondents. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, or ZLHR, which is representing Muzanenam, said the police action to deny him access to ARVs contravenes Section 12 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. ZLHR Director Irene Petras told journalists that police and prison officials had endangered Muzanenam's life by denying him access to ARVs.
The denial of ARVs to Muzanenam was not only cruel and inhuman, but also a denial of his right to life, as these drugs have ensured that he can continue to live a long life. In any event, suspects only lose their right to liberty while in prison or police detention, and they must continue to enjoy all of their other rights.
She urged the Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Zimbabwe Prison Service to safeguard citizens' right to life.
Without respect for the right to life, all other rights would be devoid of meaning, because it is a right for which no derogation is permitted, even in times of emergency that threaten the life of a nation.
Muzanenam was arrested while attending a meeting to commemorate the death of an HIV/AIDS activist, Nefigeta Mungoni. Police claimed that Muzanenam and his colleagues were plotting to topple President Robert Mugabe from power using Egyptian-style revolts that led to the demise of long-time ruler Hosni Mubarak. He was later released together with 38 other activists who also watched a video of the Arab Spring revolts. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.